The Rhino Rebellion has begun. A group of establishment Republicans is threatening to leave the party if Trumpism is not eliminated. A school district under fire for promoting critical race theory is now being blasted for its required reading list. Plus, under Joe Biden's policies, more people are choosing to collect unemployment rather than get a job. All that and more. I'm Bobby Eberle. This is the 13-Minute News Hour.
And God bless the United States of America.
All right, friends, welcome to the show. Happy Friday. I hope you had a great week. If you're new to the show, thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to start with the Rhino Rebellion, the rhinos, the establishment Republicans, the Republicans in name only. Oh, yeah, they'll run with an R next to their name. They'll blast the Democrats, you know, but not be too mean. But when it comes to actually fighting, pushing conservative values, conservative principles, conservative policies, taking on the media, they just disappear. And then Trump derangement syndrome grabbed them. They got him good. And now they freaked out. They said, you know what? We're going to vote for Joe Biden just to stick it to the Republicans. How much sense does that make? Well, now with the ouster of Liz Cheney, a group has formed that is ready to bail. They're ready to say, hey, Republican Party, you either dump Trump or we're out of here. Here's one of the organizers, Miles Taylor, on CNN.
Now, what we're going to be announcing tomorrow is what you could call in shorthand and I'm not crazy coalition inside the Republican Party. We're going to announce a group of Republicans and ex-Republicans that say, look, we want rational, pragmatic governance. We want to return to it. But we're making a threat. And that threat is if the GOP doesn't fix its act, then we're going to hasten the creation of an alternative.
Rational, pragmatic governance. Oh, my gosh. That statement just oozes do-nothing establishment Republicans. And yet it's these people that got together and voted for Joe Biden. They said, we can't stand Trump. Our Trump derangement syndrome is so great. We're going to put someone in office that doesn't represent us on any level, on taxes, on security, on foreign policy, on regulations, on energy independence. You name it. Joe Biden is the opposite of Republicans, yet these people helped get him into office. Here's more of the story. A cadre of Republicans who backed President Biden in the 2020 election are threatening to bolt the GOP if former President Donald Trump continues to play a leading role in the party. The individuals, who supposedly number more than 100, released a letter Thursday highlighting their opposition to Mr. Trump's dominance. When in our democratic republic, forces of conspiracy, division, and despotism arise, it is the patriotic duty of citizens to act collectively in defense of liberty and justice, a portion of the letter reads. I don't know what they're hoping to achieve. In the previous administration, we had the tax cuts. We had border security. We were building a wall. We had foreign policy. The Middle East was in negotiations for peace. Look at what's happening now. Sarah Lenti, one of the supporters of this group, someone who is active in the discredited and highly ineffective Lincoln Project, she just had a recent interview. Here are some of her concerns.
She now lives in Denver, where she helped the Lincoln Project, an anti-Trump Republican super PAC, fight battles in all 50 states in 2020 against the then president and many of his supporters.
When you look at the cult of Trump, it's less about policy as about loyalty to this figure.
Wrong. This is all about the policy, folks. Again, Joe Biden, there's nothing in his political agenda that aligns with Republicans. The policies are what we stand for. We are pushing policies. Joe Biden's policies are completely counter to what we believe in. And she's saying it's all about the policy. Here's more. The signatories, who include former elected officials, federal bureaucrats, and political appointees, argue that if Mr. Trump is not repudiated and disavowed, then the only option would be the creation of a third party. We're going to issue a call for American renewal, said Miles Taylor, an organizer of the letter, during an appearance on CNN. Our message is it is either time to reform or repeal the Republican Party. The Republican Party is broken, he added. It's time for a resistance of the rationals against the radicals. So, you know what's radical? Supporting someone who doesn't share your policy positions on any issue, anything at all, and then supporting him just because you don't like the other guy, just because his tweets are mean. That's what's going on with these rhino Republicans threatening to leave the party unless we dump Trump. All right, Next, let's talk about what's going on in Loudoun County, Virginia, in their school district. But first, if you're new to the show or haven't subscribed yet, regardless of platform, just search out my name, hit that subscribe button, make sure notifications are turned on. That way you can follow the show and help us grow. All right, let's talk about Loudoun County, Virginia, because this school board has to go. It is a total mess, pushing left-wing indoctrination on issue after issue. On a previous show, I told you about critical race theory, how they continue to push it, even though state after state, parents group after parents group is voting against it, is denouncing it. But in Loudoun County, if you speak out against it, you might just get canceled. Here's that story. A group of teachers, both past and present, in Loudoun County, Virginia, compile a list of parents believed to disagree with the school system's teachings of critical race theory with the intent to infiltrate, use hackers to silence communications, and expose these people publicly. Beth Bartz, a former educator elected to the school board in 2019, expressed her concern over the anti-critical race theory movement in a post. I wanted to share that I'm very concerned that the anti-CRT movement is gaining support, Bartz wrote to the anti-racist Facebook group on Friday. She said she hoped to call out statements and actions that undermine our stated plan to end systemic racism. This is just crazy. This lady is concerned that people might see through the bogusness of critical race theory, the indoctrination, the anti-Americanism of it all. Now, in response to her post, someone suggested that they should call out the people who oppose critical race theory. Here's more. Gather information, community mailing lists, lists of folks who are in charge of the anti-CRT movement, lists of local lawmakers, folks in charge. Infiltrate, create fake online profiles and join these groups to collect and communicate information. Hackers who can either shut down their websites or redirect them to pro-CRT anti-racist informational pages. Spread information, expose these people publicly, create online petitions, create counter mailings. Find a way to gather donations for these efforts. Volunteering is great, but these activities can be costly and not everyone has extra funds readily available. This is unreal, but that's critical race theory. Now they are being blasted for their required reading list. The required reading list for 14-year-olds is graphic, it's obscene, and it's being blasted by parents. And here's the story. Parents condemned the Loudoun County School Board during a May 11th meeting over explicit material in reading assignments for high school students. In a series of videos posted by Ian Pryor on Twitter, parents read passages from books, including Monday's Not Coming by Tiffany Jackson, which were apparently assigned to ninth grade students in Loudoun County Public Schools. This is the same school board meeting where a mother blasted the school system's use of critical race theory. So these parents got together and spoke out at the school board meeting, actually bringing the books, opening them up, and reading passages from the required reading list that is assigned to their kids. They read it out loud, and here's some of the examples. She sucked my blank, a parent read from a text. Passages from Jackson's book read by the furious parents included characters discussing oral sex, a female character being beaten and thrown into a closet, and a sexual encounter in a classroom. The book #MurderTrending by Gretchen McNeil was also quoted, where a female character discussed the size of a male friend's genitalia. He had a big blank, a parent read in the meeting. This is the definition of a hostile work environment, one parent holding up a poster featuring a list of LCPS policy violations told the school board. Folks, can you believe this? This is outrageous. The school board has to go. This is not about education. This is about indoctrination, issue after issue. This county, this school board is so far left. Parents need to continue to speak out. We'll publicize it, and something needs to change. All right, so next let's talk about Joe Biden and what is going on with his policies. Because with before COVID, with President Trump, the economy was roaring along. We had 50-year low unemployment, record low unemployment for blacks and Hispanics. Things were moving. Then we shut the economy down. Now all you need to do is open it up and get people back to work. But Joe Biden is spending trillions and trillions of dollars to keep people at home. There are more jobs than workers, folks, but the workers aren't filling the positions. And that is leading to tremendous problems for employers. Now to discuss this, we've got Republican strategist and attorney, Amanda Mackey. Amanda, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. So you had a column, a recent column in the Washington Examiner. You said hiring signs everywhere. So what can you tell us about what's going on with the hiring and with these employers?
Yeah, well, what we talked about in that article was basically that employers are looking, especially small businesses, and they're having a very hard time finding employees. Then we had the jobs numbers come out on Friday, and you see that there's actually 371,000 more jobs in the hospitality industry. But guess what? No one wants to work. And how can you blame them? If they're getting paid in New York, California, and Illinois to the tune of $55,000 a year with these additional supplemental unemployment benefits, for a couple, that is over $110,000. Why should they work? What is the incentive, especially when you have high gas prices, the cost of childcare, maybe even finding someone to care for your child at this point? Schools still aren't fully open. So there are a myriad of reasons why people say, I'll just stay home and collect a paycheck. And who can blame them? But this is the Democrats and the incentives that they've created in Congress and the president to incentivize people to do this. I call it socialism. Mm-hmm. Anytime you have people collecting a check and sitting at home, they now become beholden to those politicians in office, and that will keep those politicians in office for as long as they want to be there, so long as people continue to get their checks. The National Federation of Independent Business said that 47% of small business owners can't find help. I heard an ad on TV today trying to find truck drivers. Think about the crisis we're in right now with not having enough gas. The administration just relaxed standards on not having to take a break, which I think is dangerous, but not having to take a break for these truck drivers. Guess what? These companies don't even have truck drivers. They haven't returned since the pandemic. So they've created a disaster. And there are about 10 governors throughout the country, Republican governors, who are trying to fix this by eliminating these additional unemployment benefits.
Yeah, it's just crazy. There was the executive vice president of the Chamber of Commerce on the other day talking about a construction company, a whole company that is not bidding on contracts anymore because they know if they win it, they won't be able to staff it. They won't be able to complete the jobs. Now, I'd like to get your reaction to this clip.
They then could be sued because they don't have employees to do it.
Exactly. They win this, so they're contractually liable to do the work, and now they don't have it. But look at this. The jobs report came out. Then we had Joe Biden's spin on it. I want to get your reaction to this clip from CBS to see how they are spinning the story. Take a look at this.
If somebody can make more money by being home and collecting unemployment and taking care of their families, that's a smart economic decision. And it may force restaurants and some of the other areas of the economy to really pick up the wages.
Now, during the Great Depression, there was a prominent British economist who argued that the government should pay people to dig holes and fill them back up again. Now, President Biden isn't going that far, but he is pitching his infrastructure bill as a way to fill that jobs gap.
So is that what we're doing? Is Joe Biden's infrastructure just filling holes, digging them and filling them back up? What do you think?
I think if they're able to eliminate the filibuster, that is certainly something that I could see the Democrats doing, you know? But look, here's the reality is this isn't smart. This is only smart on the Democrats' part because they are going to have a society that will be beholden to them for allowing them to sit at home and collect a paycheck. Is this really what Joe Biden's America has come to in less than 200 days of his administration? I think so. Sadly, I don't think even Republicans believe this could happen this quickly. But it has. And Joe Biden and the Democrats, with the one-party rule that they have in Washington, they're pushing on every lever to get to where they want to go, which is exactly that whole debate of minimum wage. In fact, every time I talk about this, there's always the, you know, Democrat or liberal in the room who says, yeah, but what about minimum wage? And my response is, states are doing that. In the state of Florida, that was on the ballot. We've already decided that. So it's a moot point. And other states have as well. So really bringing this back into the national discussion, they're two separate issues. Right. And before these supplemental unemployment benefits went into effect, we didn't have this problem under President Trump, but now we do.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is a push. I totally agree. It's this push for more of this federal minimum wage laws and just let the states do it. If that's the direction that the citizens or the residents in the particular state want to go, let them go. Amanda Mackey, thank you so much for your input. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
All right, friends, we don't need all this spending. As I mentioned, the economy was doing amazing before COVID. We shut everything down. Now, let's reopen things and get the economy fired up again. Not more taxes, not more spending that's driving up inflation. Let the economy do its thing and stay out of the way. Joe Biden is just making it worse. All right, so it's Friday. We've got Joe Biden. We've got Loudoun County Public Schools. And we've got Rhino Republicans. We need to ask, do you have a relaxed brain?
I got what you call, like, I don't know, a relaxed brain.
So first, a little more about Joe Biden, who doesn't seem to understand what the word choice means, and he certainly doesn't understand the word freedom. Following the CDC's new guidelines, relaxing the guidelines on masks, Joe Biden tweeted this. The rule is now simple. Get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do. The choice is yours. So, I don't know about you, but that doesn't sound like a choice to me. That sounds like control. Then there's Liz Cheney. And just like I said, because she's never Trump, the establishment media is going to give her an open door, an open mic whenever she wants to talk. Following her ouster, she was on the Today Show, and here's Liz Cheney.
One of the things that your critics say is instead of talking about President Biden, we're talking about Liz Cheney.
My view is to be as effective as we can be to fight against those things, our party has to be based on truth. But I also know that we cannot convince people that they should put their trust in us if we are building our party on a foundation of lies.
Oh my gosh. And finally, some reporting from the Babylon Bee. So even though Liz Cheney was ousted, it appears that her father, former Vice President Dick Cheney, doesn't have any hard feelings. Dick Cheney invites Trump on a reconciliatory hunting trip. Yeah, we'll see how that hunting trip goes. And just in case you thought it was China or maybe the Russians that was trying to bring this country down, think again. Biden revealed to be robotic human suit controlled by tiny Jimmy Carter. Yep, this is really just a grand scheme by Jimmy Carter to take the heat off himself. He's been labeled the worst for so long. He sees an opening. He's taking it. Folks, that's our show for today. I hope you enjoyed it. I want to make a special shout out, give a special kudos to the RSBN family. The moderators that are in the chat are absolutely awesome. Brian Glenn, Miles Kleiber, those guys keep the show going. They are the ones who put it on the air. I just want to make a special thank you to Right Side Broadcasting and all of you who are watching. Please tune in and don't forget, if you're new to the show or haven't subscribed yet, regardless of platform, just search out my name, hit that subscribe button, make sure notifications are turned on. That way you can follow the show and help us grow. All right, friends, that's our show for today. Next show is Monday, same time, same channel. We'll see you then. I'm Bobby Eberle. This is a 13-Minute News Hour. Okay, friends, thanks so much for watching. And before you go, please hit that subscribe button. Hit that bell so you'll be notified. And here's a special video just for you so you can watch even more of the 13-Minute News Hour. And don't forget to check out GOPUSA.com for the best in conservative news and commentary. We'll see you next time.